Hey, just a quick note about today's episode. While my sons really enjoyed hearing themselves with the echo effect on when I let them play with my podcasting setup the other day, I did forget to shut it off. Today's episode is audio extracted from a recent YouTube video that I uploaded at youtube.com/TheMattReport. It's a response and a feeling piece over the recent discovery that Automattic is getting into the custom websites game. You can find more, of course, as we listen to this podcast and on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheMattReport. All the links that I mentioned are in that episode. I'll make sure I also link them in the show notes today. What I found is Matt was responsive, had left some feedback on the YouTube video, so go check out those comments too if you want to see more about his thoughts on the unfolding of all this. And we will finally get together and record an episode, Matt Mullenweg and I. So if you have any questions for him, please leave them in the comments below. With everything going on in the world, and specifically today in the U.S., I've realized that, and I not just through this episode, but just as to restate, WordPress is not everything. I hope everyone has a safe and happy and fruitful 2021. It's the Matt Report. Let's get on with the show. I spell it WordPress now. That's the title of today's video, and this is a tweet that I'm borrowing from my friend Jason Tucker. He tweeted it out last night amidst all of this sort of rattling, as the WP Tavern called it, of freelancers in the WordPress space. Now that the sort of uncovering of this WordPress.com/automatic professional services website was found, and apparently it's been there for at least the fall of last year when they were running some kind of beta program, if not for 2 years, I think I saw something at 2018. I don't have the time or the energy, and I really wanted to script this video today, but I don't want to spend energy on these constant PR blunders that is Matt and Automattic against the community. Hold that thought. Let's talk about some of this stuff now. So they're selling websites now, apparently, for $4,900, and there's a waiting list. I mean, that's awesome. Good for you for having a waiting list controlling the biggest WordPress brand in the space. Why $4,900, by the way? Was that like, did you spend a lot of money coming up with that sales tagline? Like, did you all get into a meeting room and like, what are we going to price it at? And let's go with $100 less than what everyone else says. Maybe you listened to a few episodes of the Bat Report. Congratulations. But apparently this is not being built by automaticians. Are they still called automaticians? Hey, automaticians, let me know. It's getting sourced out. And I guess there was some kind of the pilot program back in the fall in 2020, which seems like a billion years ago, was being sourced out to Codable. I think it was Codable. You have to go back into the tweets of Mullenweg to figure that one out. So who's it going to now? These are the optics that I really, really struggle with. And I think I found a solution, but let me bury that for a second. We're going through a global pandemic. I think in the WordPress keynote, state of the word, which I also have some opinions on, was said that, yes, WordPress has enjoyed a wonderful boost to its adoption because of people being thrusted online these days. If you never had a website before, my God, now you need one. And WordPress is a great solution for it, still is a great solution for it. But there's also a lot of freelancers and agencies that are struggling in these times, if not have already closed their doors and have to go find new jobs or still looking for jobs. You know, anybody in that, you know, tourism, vacation, you know, destination or live event type industry, my God, it's been crushed. So I've seen some freelancers like hanging out in Twitter saying like, yeah, a lot of my work's dried up because of this thing. I'm looking for any kind of WordPress work that you can throw my way. And my God, wouldn't it be great if the software that has been built on the backs of freelancers, agencies, community members that have built WordPress websites for people for the last 20 years that really helped to get it to where its adoption levels are at? Wouldn't it be great if there was something done from the top down to highlight the digital blue collar workers in this space. And this is my point of view. I have an enterprise point of view as well, and I get it. The enterprise point of view is money. Totally makes sense. It's an easy one. The harder one is to understand the masses of people that look up and say, why are you're going to build websites now? That's what I did. I mean, it was okay that you were doing Jetpack and going after Pippin's plugins and Leslie Slim's newsletter glue plugin and all these other Jonathan Christopher, like all these great people that support the show, Mapreport. And you're doing that with Jetpack. That's okay, but I guess I can still build my websites, right? Oh, no, you're doing it now for $4,900. And then they're left saying, what else are you going to do? And this has been my argument all along. This doesn't decimate the freelancer market. Not all of a sudden, all through the night, WordPress is automatic doing websites out of and beating everyone else to the punch. It's not going to happen. But these are little chunks along the way. And when you look at each milestone, so like years ago when it was, oh, you've got a premium plugin that you're going to monetize. Oh, that's blasphemy. Blasphemy as they're building the Trojan horse that is known as Jetpack now. That rolls out one of the biggest monetization plays ever, seeing that it's the featured plugin and forced to use when you're using something like a WooCommerce and some of the blocks. And I assume full site editing will implement in the future. You will be no way to get around not using Jetpack as the days go by. Then there was the Gutenberg rollout and the chaos that caused. There's plenty of deliberation around accessibility and many other areas of the core software that could have been resolved readily or at least set into motion, didn't happen. And what did we get out of that? Poor communication, forcing Gutenberg and all these other things. We got a couple of open office hours meetings. Cool. Hope you paid a lot of money for that PR agency. And now this, there is a constant void in listening to the implementers that are out there working hard, doing good, pushing WordPress. And then it's always just an afterthought. And then it dawned on me. Why does Matt keep getting this wrong, you might say? You might be looking at every single milestone going, how, you know, maybe if he just did this, or oh, maybe next time what he'll realize after those after-hours calls is, maybe he'll care more. Maybe. And then this. And I've realized, quite suddenly, in the year 2021, that he does not care. And that is the answer. You can't keep going through all of these things going, oh, he must have missed that. Or he kind of just, if he would have went left instead of going right, maybe he would have got that one right. No. The answer is, we are not WordPress any longer. We do not control this outcome. It is out of our hands. We can freely use the software. That is the definition. We can freely use the software. We can customize it. We can build plugins all we want. His vision is not tied to where we want to be tied in with WordPress. And that's okay. Spoiler alert, Jetpack, totally fine. Gutenberg, thumbs up. Literally, like I like kind of enjoy some of the things with Gutenberg. I used it the other day to build this complex site, and I was like, my God, not ready yet. Building websites for people, absolutely fine. But we continue to move into a direction where this whole experience around WordPress slowly moves away from us. You can say, oh, well, if they do $4,900 websites, I'm not going to lose business. No, you're not. But I guarantee you, if this experiment, I think as Matt refers to it as, goes well, you find lower price points. You find a $490 website option in a year's time. And oh, by the way, once you get in the door, do you think they're installing Pippin's plugins, Easy Digital Downloads, Leslie Sims, Newsletter Glue, Jonathan Christopher's, Search WP, Malcare for virus protection, all great sponsors of the show? No, absolutely not. They're installing Jetpack. Everything will be guided into that automatic direction. That is the roadmap for growth. That is the roadmap to continue to build WordPress. And again, there's nothing wrong with it. That's what businesses should do, but it's a business. Leveraging the community, leveraging a brand, while us down here are going, hey, wait, you gonna take that too? Okay, what's left for me? Do I get anything? I've been a cheerleader for WordPress for 15 years. Oh, office hours? Nope, not next month. Oh. Oh, you gonna be on my podcast? No? Okay, sorry. Oh, your marketing team wants to be on my podcast? No, I don't think so. The community just, it's there for us. You know, and I see little bites of conversation, like when this came out, and I'll link up the Twitter thread. I don't want to do screenshot. I literally don't have time to edit this stuff. You know, somebody said, like, you know, boy, they're coming after the freelancer game is really going to shake up the market or something. Totally just an opinion piece. You know, and you see Matt tweet, like, let's stay positive this year. If you could just shuffle yourself back into line, please. You know, we're going to try to stay positive here. That's not what it was meant. Please get in line. Stay orderly. Where would humans be if it weren't for questioning and saying, hey, what? That's not, you shouldn't be taking that. Where are you going with that? That's what is a community to me. Open conversation. That's what you can do. You can question these things. You should be able to freely talk about it. Question authority. What's the big deal? These are all the things that we enjoy, I think. Many of us. So, what does Matt do? What does Automatic do? If they even care. I've come to the realization that there is no care. But if there is a little bit, a thread, somebody that says, you know what we should do? Is they should really inject somebody into the community who is not an Automatic employee. Maybe this is a sponsored position. I don't know. But somebody that understands the implementer's market, not the design market, not the developer market, not the enterprise market, not this highfalutin artistic market, which I've seen happen before. People who are building websites, literally rolling up their sleeves, buying Lisa Sabin Wilson's book, learning how to code, creating and enhancing a skill set so that they can put food on the table for their families in a global pandemic, which doesn't look to be ending for like another freaking year. It's MattReport.com. MattReport.com/subscribe to join the mailing list. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comments below. We'll see you in the next video.